The bad news is things are not getting better.
The chair of Tanchamar Council's Climate Change Advisory Committee addressed council on Monday with a report on the group's activities over the past year. But Doug Bliss started out referencing the state of climate change globally.
We know that previous council declared a climate crisis in 2019. A number of you who sit at the table now were a part of that decision. And this is a headline that came out of the Globe and Mail just last week or about 10 days ago, saying that the whole Paris Accord was centered around not going beyond 1.5 degrees C ever, and we're already at it.
Bliss reviewed the year of activities for the Climate Change Advisory Committee, which started with a three-year strategic priorities plan presented to Council in March. The priorities plan included setting GHG emissions targets for the municipality, updating municipal plans, liaising with other major emitters like Mount Allison University, and also working with Plan 360. One of the items on the committee's list has been at least partially accomplished: energy audits and retrofits to the town's buildings. At Monday's meeting, Matt Pride presented a summary of the results of an energy audit on the Civic Center, the Dorchester Veterans Center, and the Public Works Building for Council's information. Pride said staff would consider the recommendations down the road unless Council gave further direction. Bliss also reported on the Climate Change Advisory Committee's public engagement activities over 2024, which included a roundtable meeting, a climate imagination session, and a climate solutions session in November, which the committee is still analyzing the results of.
And if I could summarize all these community events that we had, it was almost everyone who attended had a personal story about how climate change has impacted them. You know, it may be in housing, it may be, you know, the way their beans didn't grow this year because it was too hot, or, you know, whatever it may be. There was a strong belief that more can be done to help Tanchamar community be more sustainable and resilient. As I mentioned, there's many, many ideas and suggestions that are on the table. And I think it's one of the things that, you know, moving forward, you know, the municipality and ourselves, we need to sort of sift through and see what's, what has traction, what makes sense.
Bliss acknowledged the municipality's work on stormwater mitigation, a soon-to-be-released strategic plan, and a recent decision to pursue funding for a climate change adaptation plan for the new amalgamated municipality.
I'd be recalcitrant not to say, and I think you all know this, there's a high expectation that local government, i.e. the municipality of Tanchamar and the council and the administration, is aware of all these issues and is working on them and moving forward. So, and collaborations are seen as effective as everyone realizes that no one can do this alone anymore.
Bliss concluded his presentation with a request to council, asking them for feedback and direction.
One of my requests to you today, and it doesn't necessarily have to be answered today, is to say, what would you like us to do for you now? So we've got this sort of big body of knowledge that we've collected that has to be sifted through, done the community engagement. And so that's the next step. It's sort of, we're sort of scratching our heads. We've got a few budget ideas, that you'll probably see, in the next few weeks. But other than that, it's really a request to get some feedback from you. I say not necessarily today, but soon, in terms of what you would like us to do as your advisory committee. So thank you very much.
That's Doug Bliss, chair of the Tanchamar Climate Change Advisory Committee, addressing council on Monday. This is Erica Butler, reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.